Well, if you ask some Republicans in the state of Connecticut, they will tell you that Mayor Aaron Stewart has been one of the highlights of the party in recent years and has been a very strong voice for the Republican Party with a lot of make sense legislation and has made a lot of strides in changing the way that New Britain has been handled. And she joins us now because it was a major announcement that she would not be running for re-election. Mayor Stewart, who joins us now on the show, and talk to us a little bit about you, Aaron Stewart, especially because a lot of our listening audience is typically in the Fairfield County, lower New Haven County region and into the valley. So maybe they have not been able to see your politics unfold in New Britain, for example. So tell us a little bit about your background, who you are, and why the Republican Party is saying this is a tremendous loss for New Britain.
Yes, Melissa, thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it. It was a bittersweet decision that I had to make, that's for sure. So, I was first elected at 26 years old. I was born and raised in the city of New Britain, came from a somewhat of a political family. My father was formerly the mayor of the city as well. But at 26 years old, I put myself forward for a position I never thought that I would certainly hold or run. But I inherited a city that was ran by a Democratic mayor previously to me, and the city was in a huge financial mess. In my first couple terms in office, I solved a $30 million operating deficit, and since then, I've been mayor for almost 12 years. Since then, we've completely changed the trajectory of the city of New Britain. We turned that deficit into a $30-plus million surplus, and we're seeing development of all sorts happening throughout this community. I mean, obviously, New Britain is an urban center, in the greater Hartford area, and it's proof of what Republican leadership can do to transform an urban center in our state, and I think that's what's made my story very unique. But when we think about that, not having the city in a Republican hands anymore, I think that's why the party perhaps is saying it may be a big loss. But I think, and I feel pretty confident that, I've set this city on a good stage to move forward for whoever is next. And of course, I'll be helping whoever that is along the way. But of course, I hope they're a Republican as well. But sad to go, bittersweet to make this decision, but I'm so confident in the work that I've been able to do here in the city of New Britain, and really I'm feeling positive that it's going to be in good hands no matter who takes the helm. But I've got to move on to the next stage of my life and whatever that might hold. And I don't necessarily know that I know what that is yet, but I've got a year left here, so I'll figure it out.
So, Aaron Stewart, I do have to ask this because I know you are also a mom. You've got two young babies at home, and that maybe played a factor in saying you didn't want to run for re-election, or why not run for re-election? What was sort of the deciding factor? I know you said it was a difficult one to make.
It was. Kids are always tough, right? Especially when you have young kids.
I get it.
But definitely not the only decision here. 12 years is a long time. It's a long time to be in elective office. And I want to make sure that I get to write my own story, that I get to go out on top when people are still clapping for me. I've continuously won elections by larger margin, each time that I've ran. But I think it's really important for me to reflect and know when it's time to go, but also know that, my job here is done. I fixed the city's finances. I've turned the city around and made it a hub of economic development for the region. As sad as it is to go, it's time. I guess I'll say I'm term limiting myself.
No, I it's interesting that you say that, Aaron Stewart, and I was wondering if you felt this way, because something I have noticed in recent years, and I have to call out the Republican Party for this, is the idea of term limits. And the one that kind of stands out to me the most recent would be Jamie Stevenson, when she decided a few years ago, first elect woman of Darien. And, she kind of had said, I sort of believe in term limits. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think it's good to have, it's government for the people, by the people, not to be ran by one person forever, or one family forever. And I think it's good to have change. It is hard. It's hard to let go. I can tell you that much. That's for sure. But at 37 years old, my kids are 4 and 1. I've got bigger things ahead. I don't think I don't think being a stay-at-home mom is certainly in my future. I don't really have the, that's not me, it's not my style, but I'm sure I'll land on my feet somewhere. But yeah, I think it's good to let somebody else come in and run our government. I think that's the purpose of why we have elections.
We have New Britain Mayor Erin Stewart here, and she very recently announced that she will not be seeking re-election to a seventh term. Not too long ago, you had thrown your hat into the race for potentially running for governor. Is that something that you're exploring this go-around now that you're not seeking re-election?
I think it's safe to say that I'm very flattered by all the speculation. And yes, you know, I'm certainly trying to figure out if that's the path that I want to take. But, you know, it's a decision that comes more than just me, right? I've got to get my husband on board with that, too. I've got to get, you know, friends and family on board with that. But I also I've got to seriously consider the lay of the land and whether or not I see a path, you know, to victory. Are people very upset with the way that things are going in the state of Connecticut? Do they want change? What's going to happen with November's elections? And how does that impact Connecticut's electorate? You know, But at the end of the day, I know I have a passion for public service, so I have to try to balance all of this and decide what is the decision that's best for me. And, you know, I'm going to take the next couple of months to really thoroughly vet that and talk it through with the people that are closest to me. And I think I have to make a decision on that early next year. You'll be hearing from me that whether one way or the other.
If you weren't going to run for governor, would you consider being a state senator or a state rep?
You know, I describe myself to people when they ask me about this as I'm an executive. I'm not really in the mindset of being a legislator, you know, two very, very different positions for obviously different reasons. You know, I've become so accustomed to having an idea, executing the idea, seeing it through, making sure that it's working properly, as opposed to, you know, just putting a thought on a piece of paper and then trying to convince, you know, 200 other people that thought is a good thought. I'm not really sure. Listen, I'm not going to say no to any opportunity that may come, maybe in the future, a state Senate seat, but I would certainly, I would prefer an executive position over a legislative one, if we're being honest.
This would mean, like you were saying, most people, if they were to run for governor, you're saying you're going to kind of start to hear that really from both sides of the aisle, probably you're saying in the new year.
Yes, I think so. But it depends on the person's financial situation too. The reason why I know I have to make a decision one way or the other is because I need to give myself a long runway to raise the necessary funds in order to compete, to go for the state financing. I'm from New Britain. I'm from an urban community. I don't really come from much. I certainly would not be able to be a self-funder. So I would need to rely on that process. It does take a lot of time to do that, and I would have to give myself the longest runway possible to make sure that I would be successful in that endeavor.
If you were to go for the Republican nomination, that did not happen the last go around, what would you do differently to get the nomination, you think?
So I ran in 2018. I don't know if anyone remembers this one. I threw my name in the hat. It was pretty late. But in 2018, I gave it a go. And I was really glad that I did, because going through that experience in 2018 when I ran for governor gives you so much more of a perspective on things that you would do differently. And one of those things is timing, right? When you start, when you announce. Another thing is you know, fundraising. You know, how frequently you have to have events and how you go after people to raise the money. And then campaign structure, too. We certainly learned a lot about the structure of the campaign and how things need to happen and how we would be a little bit more specific about how we break up the state. I mean, everything in hindsight is 2020. So I think I was able to gain a lot of perspective when I ran in 2018 into things that I would do differently if I were to run again. So I think I've got a pretty good handle on where I would go if I choose to make that decision.
And again, Erin Stewart, we want to thank you so much for coming on to our airwaves here on WICC. And I definitely look forward to hearing from you probably in the new year. We'll see what happens.
Thanks, Melissa. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Mayor Erin Stewart here on WICC.